Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, March 12th. Well, in spite of the Fed pumping about $1 trillion of liquidity into the market, which midday in the Dow Jones gave us about a 13, 14, 1500 point bounce to where the market was only down 850 on the day, that soon wore off. Stock market finished down about 2,350 points in the industrial average there, just about 50 points off of the low there. And along with it, the market took the rest of the commodities lower. We had May corn finishing down 8¾ cents at 365¾. We put in a low at 365. It's a new low. Previous low was 365¾ from February 28th, and a new low close here at 65¾. Previous low close was at 368. So corn market hovering down just below the lowest levels we had seen there in May. Great export sales this morning, obviously, with the outside markets so negative, unable to add any support to corn. 1.5 million metric tons versus estimates of between 600 and 1.2. Taking a look at wheat, we had May down 7¼ cents in Chicago, 505½, about 8 cents off the lows. Kansas City, May down 2¾, 432½, about 8 cents off the lows as well. And Minneapolis may finish down 3 cents at 509, about six off the lows there. So wheat showing some, I don't know if I would call it strength, but able to bounce there and finish a little bit higher. We had export sales in the wheat, 480,000 versus estimates of between 350 and 650,000. And taking a look at the beans, we had May finish down 13¾ cents at 859½. We're down about 20 earlier in the day, finished about 7 off those lows. And this is in spite of pretty weak sales there in the beans. That was the initial impetus to move the market 20 lower. 304,000 versus estimates of between 400 and 700,000. That included cancellations of about 90,000 from China. So again, in spite of those commitments for, you know, following through on this phase one trade deal, which seems to be, somewhere over the horizon at this point, but the market unable to hold any kind of real rallies here. Again, outside markets really driving things. Had the dollar bounce about 98 ticks up at 97.48. Rallied a bit off the lows on that liquidity infusion from the Fed. Traded down as low as 96.05. Crude oil also lower today, down $1.57 a barrel, 31.41, but about $1.40 off of the lows. But the Dow Jones again finishing right on the lows of the day here. We will have to see if the market has become somewhat exhausted, and all of this on the news of this coronavirus spreading and the cancellation of basketball tournaments, the rest of the NBA, spring training, a lot of schools closing down. And so as the economy starts to slow down, I think the market anticipating some trouble. We will have to see if we can work through this and pull out of it. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.